The scholar and historian Isaiah Berlin said there are two kinds of symbols. One kind of symbol is a symbol that can be expressed in another way. You can put into words. So for example, when you see a green light, what does it mean? Go. That's all it means. Doesn't mean think about your life. Just means go. If I say shh, just means quiet. Doesn't mean you're a bad person. Just means quiet. But then there are symbols that mean more than you can say. That's an American flag. No matter how much you say about that, it means more than you can say. There's an Israeli flag. Same thing. You can say it means the history of Israel, but it also means the state of Israel. It means the people who sacrificed and died for Israel, and the people who love Israel, and on and on and on and on. And it resembles the Talit, and it has so many meanings that you can't put it into words. That's why we light the Chanukiah. Because the Hanukkah menorah means more than you can put into words. But I want to give you a few of its meanings so that we can begin to unfold inside of ourselves the meaning of this holiday. The first thing it means is the menorah in the temple in ancient times, which is one of the few artifacts, maybe the only artifact from the temple that you can still see, but the only place you can see the menorah from the temple is in Rome on the Arch of Titus, where they have a frieze, a sculpture of Roman soldiers who are carrying away the menorah from the temple. In other words, it only remains in our memory by the art of those who destroyed us. But the Hanukkah menorah also means the triumph of the temple. The way that one lonely, unknown priest hid a cruse of oil in the hopes that it would be lit again one day. It means that one candle, the shamash, can ignite all the other candles. It means Pirsume Nisa, that we advertise a miracle. So we put the Chanukiah in our windows because the miracle is not only for us, but for everyone. And most powerfully, it's the triumph over all the many forces, over all the many centuries of darkness and destruction and hatred. And so what the Chanukiah represents most is not the light of the Chanukiah itself, but the way that it goes from generation to generation, from one candle to another, as a symbol of hope. That the gifts that we give on Chanukah are a symbol of the gift that God has given us. Lo b'chayil v'lo b'koach ki im bruchi amar Adonai Tzvaot, which we read this morning, not by might and not by power, but by my spirit, says God. The gift that God has given us, and we reproduce that in giving gifts to one another. Most powerful is that message of hope. And the Chanukah story for me from the moment that I heard it was the story of Rabbi Hugo Grin, who remembered when he was a child in Auschwitz in the concentration camps, when they were given just enough food every day to barely survive, and his father took the margarine ration that he was given, and instead of eating it, he used it to light a Chanukah candle. And when Hugo, as a boy, said to his father, "What are you doing? That's so precious to us. That's our food." His father told him something that he remembered the rest of his life. His father said, "You know, we have learned in the camps that you can survive for 3 weeks without food. that you can survive for 3 days without water, but that you cannot survive for 3 minutes without hope. When you light the Chanukiah, you are reviving that hope without which our people and the world could not live for 3 minutes, but we have kept it alive from generation to generation, l'dor v'dor.